This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Taliban has confirmed that it held direct talks with the United States in Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban official says the meetings were to lay the groundwork for future meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members of a midwife training center were killed in an attack on the facility. Several more were wounded. Gunmen stormed the facility Saturday in the city of Jalalabad and fought security forces for several hours. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Somalia's president began an historic three-day visit to Eritrea on Saturday, where he is holding talks with his counterpart. The countries have not had any diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years, but a Somali spokesman says the visit will open the doors for diplomatic relations and new cooperation between the two nations. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Theodore McCarrick, a former Archbishop of Washington who was accused of sexually assaulting a teenager nearly 50 years ago. Last month, U.S. church officials said the allegations were credible. McCarrick has said he has no recollection of the alleged abuse. Further allegations have since emerged. McCormick was one of the most prominent U.S. cardinals and is one of the most high-profile Catholic leaders to face abuse claims. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.